Hello, this is Johnny Beaner. I am a hilarious comedian, and you are listening to Christopher Olsen's podcast, You Don't Say, coming to you live from the basement in Silence of the Lambs. It truly is the Breakfast of Champions.
Oh, and welcome back to another episode of the You Don't Say podcast. And it's the Hunt Cast, the annual Hunt Cast, as it always is with Alex Aguilar.
Hello!
There he is! My man! My main dude. He's pretty much running the show tonight. So as a precursor, we've had a great night of a what did we eat?
Fish fry.
We had fish fry, as we do in Wisconsin. Sometimes in Wisconsin, you say, "Oh, sake, we had a good fish fry, don't you know, hon? Oh, goodness. Wasn't it good, don't you say?
Yeah.
Alex, did you have some good rye bread?
Oh, yeah. I want to get, last weekend, Christopher Olsen had a comedy show with Dave Landau.
I had last weekend, so the weekend previous, I was with Mike Merrifield in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which is not too far from where you live and to where we are. But then the week prior to that, I was with my buddy Dave Landau.
Yeah, tonight right here we got a lot of people at the fish fry, and right here at the radio station at the Olsen's.
That's right. It's the Squaw Creek radio station.
Yeah. Let's see, sorry about that.
No, carry on.
So, we got a lot of people to interview today, and I'm so happy about that, Chris. Are you happy about me?
I'm fantastic. I'm so elated that we got to do this again.
And
this is our, you tell me if I'm right, I think this is our third year. It's our third or fourth Hunt Cast, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
but you're the driving force of this, so.
Yeah, we got a lot of family to interview.
You're darn
today.
Right we do. Yeah.
Can I name them or no?
What's that?
Can I name all the family here?
Sure, I don't, yeah.
Dan,
it's your show.
Cassie,
dude.
Savannah, Leonard, and Joe, and Jack, and Phil, and we got Kyle over there. Watching the video and over there, and we got my best guy, funny me. He's a nice guy, and
you're too sweet.
We're gonna interview some people, some family here.
But I mean, just see whoever you want to get on mic. Yeah,
who wants to come on mic? Let's see.
I don't know. You gotta ask him. So let's lay the precursor though of like how we're here. So we're having a fish fry. However, what is the current state of affairs right now? We're dealing with the Wisconsin deer hunt, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if people want to come talk to me right now. I don't know if they don't like me.
Who would want to talk to you, dude? You're one of the best around.
Yeah.
That's called dead air. Let's.
Yeah.
So you can. How about? Oh goodness. How about Grandma? Grandma to come over.
Grandma.
Grandma Jan. Yeah.
Grandma Jan.
Yeah. I don't know. It's up to you, dude. I don't care. But I was just saying, let's lay the platform of the fact that we do this every year, and we fry up a bunch of fish that we catch through the summer. And then we gotta hunt in the morning, so we gotta make this a short night, but
yeah,
that one's not on. But
so
but no, the point is
podcast tomorrow too,
right? 1-2-1-2.
We had a test today, a test on the podcast.
We had a good one. Because we had to make sure the mic levels were proper. Because, do it with me. Check 1-2-1-2-1-2.
And I love my mom a lot. And she is the best mom ever. And that because I love my baby sister in Jackson. And every year, if we come out at the July party,
mm-hmm.
we pour the mattress and we got adoration.
Fourth of July party, you're right.
And, November, right now we in November 18th, this is the podcast right now we're doing here. At school today, I was thinking about this, about Chris. Oh, I don't know if Chris ran the podcast or not, but...
Oh. I wouldn't miss this one. This one's a blast. This is the third year. We're doing this for the third year. This is like an annual thing. Yeah.
Annual?
And this is your show. So you're just taking over my podcast. I love having people take over my podcast. Like my buddy Tom, my buddy Potsy.
I don't know if Lynn don't like me.
Dave Landau? He'll love you. He's fine. He's a good dude.
I don't know Pudge does.
Pudge? Oh, those guys love you. They sent you a t-shirt and an album and a CD. You're a good, likable dude. All right. What do you want to do here?
Maybe.
What's that?
Really hate me.
Oh, for Pete's sake. No, they don't. You are just a loony.
I'm so goofy.
You're just a loony loon.
There's a lunatic.
Yeah. Oh. Lunatic. Yes.
Yeah. Can we interview somebody?
Yeah,
right
you
now?
Should. You should do this. It's all your show. So this is what you want to do.
Can I do your son Kato?
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Bring anybody over here.
Can you ask them if you want?
Who? I don't. Just
Kato.
Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Come over. Be on the show.
Get two.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. Kai, you wanna get on the show, chum? Okay. So Kyle, what is new, my friend?
Nothing much.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for the? Are you ready for the Wisconsin deer hunt tomorrow?
Yes.
There you are. Okay. Okay. And so what is your setup? How are you dealing with then the hunt itself? So give us a little background of how you're dealing with and what your setup is for the hunt.
Well, it's kind of just like about the what kind of like gun you're using and what kind of like environment.
Yeah.
I'm just basically going to be hunting with my grandpa.
Right, grandpa's a good dude, so yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a new location for me.
How can we sit in the spa?
Right, that's right.
And I don't really know. It's just like a new location for me. We've seen like a bunch of deer pass by that area, so... I just have a feeling that we might have some venison this year.
and our hope is that we've got a little because we go to provide. We're not going to just beat up other family members and or like just wild animals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I mean, with that being said. We're good?
Yep.
You're jiggling your microphone quite a bit.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. So you're going to sit with Grandpa Ed tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah. And then you're going to... But you're over also by your great uncle Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go over to his little cabin and have coffee and cookies.
That's donuts to be exact.
That's so good. It's donuts to be exact. That's good. All right. And what do you think will happen if you are able to then bring down, say, one of Wisconsin's great whitetails? What do you think?
I don't know. I wouldn't really be able to, like, express how I'm feeling.
Right, because you don't know yet. I mean, with that being said.
I mean, it's like, it would be like my first deer, so.
Right. Right.
Well, that'll might be emotional. Fun, I don't know. Meh.
You don't know it right?
Meh.
Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You're gonna throw it a couple of plugs to some people that you like. Some YouTubes. You're a big YouTube guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you throw out a couple of plugs to some YouTube folks and some... Like some iTunes stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right. What do you like? Go ahead.
Pop music.
All right. Besides that, because that's rubbish, but... this is awful. You're fine. The web series you like with the Nerf guns. I'm sorry.
That's a lot of channels, basically.
Okay. All right. Nothing specific. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Are you good?
Yeah.
Alex, do you have any more questions for this?
I want the people to talk to right now. Blah blah blah.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. All right. Well, that was Kyle with us just for a little while, and goodness, what a solid interview that was.
Yeah, that was long.
It wasn't that long.
So, can we interview some family here? Family members here?
Yeah, do whatever you want, man. Who do you bring in whoever you like, as long as they're up for it.
Elijah?
Yes.
Elijah.
Oh, you can
Elijah.
Put. Oh, you can do this. Well, you can do that too. You can pull that one. You good with that? Pull it up. All right. So, who are you interviewing now?
What's his name? Elijah. Who? What's his last name?
That's Elijah Kraut. Yes, he's on the podcast. I think for the first time, actually. Yeah. So welcome aboard. So this is your first Wisconsin whitetail deer hunt, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think so far? Just as far as the camaraderie with family, what have you? What are your thoughts thus far?
I like it.
Okay, not so many words. I mean, goodness, that's a lot of words. That's a lot of words. But so you and I we're going to sit together tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we're gonna just if it's brown, it's down, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, be vocal. God darn it! You only get this once a year. That's the thing. Is that you only have this opportunity once a year? Am I right, Alex?
Yep.
It's once a year. You only have one fish fry a year. You only have one group of people all around over one time a year, and that's what makes it great. So, actually, Elijah, what are you looking forward to the most tomorrow?
Barbecue.
Sitting in the
slash
stand.
Lunch.
Sitting in the stand. Okay.
And we all come here for lunch for what?
Whenever we get here, but. I was looking for getting some meat on the ground. But I think we're gonna do that. I think you and we got a nice spot. I think we're gonna be good. I think we're gonna be fine. So, do you have any other questions, Alex? I mean, hey, you're running this thing. I don't know. I'm just side mic. So,
Can we do interview some family members?
Heck yeah, we can. All right, Elijah, thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Much appreciated. Goodness gracious.
Thank you, Elijah.
You're darn right. No, he did a good job.
He did a good job.
This is his first time.
I got a girlfriend.
First time here. You have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
You don't? Or you do?
No, I don't.
You don't. Well, you tell me a little bit about yourself. So let's go about
how
this
about we
now.
Let them know. Later after we talk, me about comedy. House comedy. How about we talk about that?
Oh, you want? Okay. Well, you okay? Then you ask me the questions because I don't know what you want to know. But you,
I'm gonna know
you
about
ahead.
You and Dave Landau.
You want to know about me and Dave Landau?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave has become a very good friend of mine. He lives in Detroit, Michigan, with his wife Tammy and their son Wyatt. He's become a very good friend of mine. He's given me some direction. He's told me some things that I should do, shouldn't do, things like that. And no, he's been great. So I worked with him in Marquette, Michigan. I also worked with him at my home club in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is pretty cool. So that was really awesome. That was fun. So.
Yeah, and that Appleton is a good city, but if you came along about Green Bay, and if you go watch the Packers and say, "Hey, man, what's up?" And say, "Hey, Dave Landau, go get me a beer or something." Cheating on me.
Dave would probably not go get you a beer. He doesn't.
He's going to say, "I don't like you. I hate you. Bye."
No, Dave would never say that. He just, beer is not his thing.
Does he know me?
I don't think so, but I think after this episode he will, because he listens quite a bit to my episodes, and I think he'll know you now.
Oh,
goodness. Oh, he's there. Here he is. All right.
Do you know that or no?
I did not. But are we good? We live?
I think so.
Yeah, we're good. All right. You got a good live mic there. All right. So you introduce your grandpa. Introduce him.
Do you know that when he came here to talk to us or no?
You gotta give him a nice intro. One of the greatest guys ever. It helps us set up this this wonderful little fish fry we have every year, and he's great. So, and you bring him in.
How about you can.
Goodness, I guess I'll set it up then. All right, so one of the greatest fellas I've ever met and ever been a part of, and I don't know, one of the greatest members of my family, my Uncle Leonard. Leonard, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm just wonderful.
I can tell.
You're so close to perfect, you wouldn't believe it.
Isn't that the best? All right, so whitetail deer hunt, what do you think? What do you think this year? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts? The DNR don't know what they're doing. They're a complete bunch of dumbasses. They don't know how to take care of the deer population.
Correct.
If they'd cut back on some of this stuff instead of being so darn greedy on getting money so we could see some deer, it would make everybody a lot more happy and be something to go forward to instead of just sitting and drinking beer.
Right. It'd be a lot more advantageous, but as we sit, we have to sit back and drink beer, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, we look at the picture of a buck and say, "Well, we're deer hunting, and we'll crack another one." And when it gets real desperate, we will start getting into the brandy so that we can put horns on that picture.
Make it look better.
Yes. Yep.
What do you have, sir? You need to do some interviewing now.
Oh yeah. We got my grandpa Leonard here. I'm so happy. We got family members here. We're Tara Deer Hunting, and we take place here at the shop. Where the foolishness happens, and drinking and laughing and drunk and everybody.
Well, I don't know if we were that far, but fair enough.
And then we got Fleming. We got lots of people here today, and we hope that's so. And we hope that my grandpa always loves me, but sometimes he yell at me and say, "Alex, get out of there now. I'm going to call you the police 911.
I'll tell you something right now. Your grandpa used to yell at me, too, when I would get out of line. So, and he taught me the right way. So
I like doing that.
He walks
keeps
so slow.
Keeps everybody on their toes.
No, exactly. No, I got to tell you a story, Alex. one time, I was here for the summer, and I left open the gate of the barn open. Yeah. Oh, and your grandpa, he let me have it. But I deserved it because I left the gate open. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But it taught me some better things. So
yeah.
Listen to that. It's good values.
Shut the gate.
Shut the gate.
Just make sure you shut the gate.
Now, you guys are missing the fact too that. This year, we've got some new addition to our hunting group.
That's true.
We've got 3 fainting goats.
Yes.
Edna, Elma, and Mabel. And then we have been bestowed upon some of the most magnificent miniature donkeys ever walked the face of this earth.
Those are some nice donkeys.
Yep. Goodness. Leroy and Loretta. We haven't named the last one yet. But I tell you, I think that I will eventually be the ass master of Squawkery.
Well, as you should be. And if you haven't been already, it's a travesty of how you haven't been crowned that.
Yep. I'm just waiting for the title to come down. I missed the Pope business. I had the smoke, but
well,
no fire.
We said that a number of years ago, and there was going to be a new Pope. I figured you were going to get the call.
I thought I was in the running.
Not that we have anything to do with Catholic religion, but I just figured there's going to be smoke, and your name was going to be drawn. But
I thought I would have made a good Pope, too, but I had the looks for it. But you know, you win some, you lose some. That's
right.
Where it goes.
So what happens next is then you just grab some goats. And some donkeys.
That's enough talking.
And get to be ass master.
Yeah.
Can we do Grandma Jane Olson?
Sure. Whatever. If she's up for. Well, thank you, Leonard Olson.
Yo, my pleasure. Anytime.
Goodness, good to have you.
Thank
back
you for the interview, him.
Yes. Wasn't that a good one? That was a dandy. Yeah.
That's a dandy. What he came on.
Right. So you're going to have Grandma come back on?
Yeah.
She was here last year. She was here last year. Jan Olson was here last year with us with the Olson Whitetail Deer Hunt Squaw Creek Fish Fry. And who knows? You know, another one you could probably get would be that guy. He might talk to you. He might talk to you for a little bit. Yeah, I mean, you never know. You know, here's another thing.
Phil,
yeah.
Phil, that would be fun. Phil.
That would be fun. It's up to them. They might be more up for visiting at this point, but
about I want to say out there who's listening. No, I want to say something to everybody else in my family.
Sure.
We got my mom and Jan Olson is my mom is not here because I think just getting a little cold and
you had said that your little sister she probably got a little cold, right?
Yeah, that's I'm so sorry if they don't make it tonight.
It stinks. I mean, it's just
but we're having fun right now.
You're darn right. Exactly, we're having a good time, and it's good that. Well, Jess has been taken care of by her mom and her dad. So that's cool. All right, yeah. I'm gonna get the old man on. Guess not. Well, what do you think there, Chief? What do you think?
I'm gonna talk to some more about.
Right. Well, let's get some people in here then. I mean, if you're game for it.
Game for it.
Right. It's all up to you. You know, with all that being said, it's been a quirky year. The you can. I just gotta turn that thing on. But yeah, I think it's that one. Is it that one? It is that one. Yeah.
Hello.
I don't remember what.
Hello. Hello.
There we
oh
go.
No! Oh okay. No! I'm gonna hear you.
Oh goodness, that's enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and that we got Chris here, and that part 2 we have in here. I can't hear. to another Ohio?
No, it's Ohio? That's well enough.
We got Chris here, and you got Chris here. And we got crystals in here that
That's true. That is true.
Can I do the news?
Yeah, go ahead.
And the byline?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
and go
the
ahead.
Byline?
Do the byline. Yeah.
Okay,
man.
Can you be my call?
Your what?
Can you be the caller? People call?
The caller. All right. Gosh, I can try. Okay, but all right. Yeah, let's do this. It'll be fun. Okay.
Hello? No. I'm going to say hello. You're going to answer. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Is this byline?
Yep.
Okay, crazy sake, I got 14 tractor tires to sale.
Okay.
For sale. And I want $100 a piece. But you can go and call me at 715-555-1212. And get me all them. You can sell me all. Buy all my tractor tires.
Okay. You said you got a tractor 5 feet and
the tractor tires.
We will call you at 715-533-9944.
Correct. Yeah.
And okay. I have to get a call now. Hello.
Hello. Is this byline?
Yep.
Okay. Hello. Look, I have Lefsa that is for sale. And I just want you to know that I made it with all of my good heart. I rolled them potatoes, and I rolled them through real nice. And I just want to tell you that I'm selling them for anyone who stops by and who brings me to church. So if you just bring me to church, I got some Lefsa for you. So can anyone just... talk to Alex and then tell me that they're going to bring me to church on Sunday for some Lefsa. All right. Thank you for taking my call. Alex, I love your show. Alex, I love your show. Okay.
Chris.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. We're going to...
Was that too deep? Sorry.
We got, this is Alex Eckler. With the news, bottom line, it's not done yet. We're going to take off a break. Right now, news time by Alex Eckler. I will sponsors tonight. Going to be Merritt Street Farm in Blackwater Falls. Subway Restaurant Eat Flash at Blackwater Falls. And Walmart /Subway.com. Quick Trip, that they got good donuts and Bon John's. And,
have you had their donuts, Alex? Oh, have you had their donuts?
Yeah, Bon.
I eat them. I eat them by the half dozen. I don't eat them by the donut. I eat them by.
This
the
is a radio. Why talk? Okay. Okay. News time. Brought to you by What's the Word Sales Service in Blackwater Falls. This is Alex Aguilar talking on the radio.
Hello here. Hello.
Can I be the DJ right now?
You've been the DJ all day, so just you keep doing what you do. Yeah, this is your show. This is your show.
I got lots of things to talk about today. Where are you doing a hunt at, Chris? Where at?
I hunt. I hunt at a little corner in the woods that my dad owns, and I've got a nice little stand. It was your grandpa's. He had it on a trailer, and I put it on the ground. And I've got some windows in it, and it's actually kind of fancy. Quite
yeah,
frankly, it's a little fancy.
So how's Andy McNamara and Pudge doing?
Andy McNamara is doing well. He's been out west, like the western side of the country. The last I heard, he's been he's visited Colorado, Seattle, a couple of other places. But no, Annie is great. The Pudge guys are great. They've been doing a pile of really great shows. Andy also has been playing bass guitar in the band Tyler and the Streeters. So Tyler Streeter and all that group, they're fantastic. So Renee Millar, thank you, Renee. They're fantastic.
Good Renee.
She plays
sexy
brass. Yeah, but let's not let that out. But no, she teaches music.
Music.
And,
can I talk about how we catch fish in the ocean?
Sure, go
can
ahead.
Can we talk about boats and fish?
Absolutely,
and big fish?
Go ahead. You bet.
You don't care?
Go ahead.
So, if you go to California and see a big ocean, like Oregon, Wisconsin, if you go there, they have water, like huge water, and you can catch fish. And
that's what an ocean is.
Lots
yeah,
of people, too, go to.
A lot of water, man.
And they.
Yeah,
maybe
a lot of water.
Maybe say, oh, I got this baby. Yeah, man, I got this guy. Oh, yeah.
Right. Like it's a marlin.
Yeah, they're like a monk. Yeah. No, this old lady don't want to, so I. So talk about fish fry. No, fish, big water. I'm sorry about that, Chris.
Don't worry. Nope, you're
can
good.
Can I keep on?
Yeah,
keep on. Chris says I can keep on talking. Let's talk about fish. Like a big fish and not huge, but little. But like this guy said, oh, I like this fish and I can pull you out, and then and then after that, you cook the fish, and after you put it out. And after that, you eat it. And after you eat it, go to the bar again and drink all night if you want. It'll go bad.
Really?
Because if your son is getting up too late, your baby or your baby brother, or like if you leave them at home, they're gonna cry.
Are you kidding me?
If somebody drunk, like a guy. Like,
well,
if they want to take them kids to downstairs and throw them downstairs. But I don't know why, like people doing that to their kids sometimes. That I don't even like. Because I don't like when they don't let those kids alone. I don't even know why. And I don't know why they do it. Because I don't know why. Can you tell me why, Chris, about it?
Because I have no idea. I don't know what brings that upon a person. I don't know.
No, like
so,
the,
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know why. I don't think why they do it.
I don't know either.
In life.
Right. I don't know either. But, you know.
Can I talk about like, back where the falls, where we live, and, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, but you got to go ahead, man. We gotta wrap this up.
Can we talk about me and you?
Sure, go ahead.
We're buddies.
But yeah, we are buddies. You're one of my solids. You're one of my best rounds.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'm not tired of podcasts. I can talk.
Oh, I know.
I got a lot of things to talk about right now.
Right.
So, to let it out. So the first thing is, first. We had so much fun lately. Let the people enjoy. Well, people like California, they talk about people and fish and big ocean, and like I like to go to school and learn about math and English.
Sure, yeah.
And like kids like to go to school,
right,
and learn about math and social studies. Do you know Dr. Stewart? Mrs. Dr. Stewart?
He
works at the middle school in Blackwood Falls.
Cool, okay.
Do you know him?
I do not. No, not aware of.
He's a nice social studies guy.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a good guy.
Yeah.
So you got a good teacher, right?
Yeah, and he said,
"Sweet, brother."
One time when I was looking at him, he said, "Alex, turn around and watch the soul." I said,
"Ah."
I don't know what, Chris. Can you tell me why?
I don't know. I wasn't there, dude. I don't know.
Do you know Steve Teeples?
Nope, not at all. Nope.
Can I talk to Ed and family members here too, please, Chris?
You can bring in family members. It might be best that you leave your school teachers out of this business. But
sorry about that, Chris.
No. You're good, dude. This is your show.
Cry.
Whatever you want to do, man.
No, not me. Can I bring family members a lot?
Yeah, but yep, bring them in. We gotta wrap this up though.
Can we do a lot of family members, please?
Sure. I mean, if they're, as long as they're up for it. If they're not, we can't force them.
Folsom.
You can't force this rubbish down their throats. You can't. Yeah, you can't do that. So I mean, that's the other thing is you have to be. Willing individuals
coming.
That would like to talk to you.
Coming, I think.
Which, you know what, it's just a conversation.
Hey, look.
That's all it is.
Look.
Oh, goodness, look who this is. This guy. Grab that mic.
Microphone.
Grab that one.
Is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
Pete's sake, how do I turn this on?
It's good.
Okay. I can't hear you, but I can hear you.
I love how you tell you're like a Norwegian Jewish guy. Is this on, Ed? God damn it, is this on? I don't. It's so droll.
Yes, but if we just had some lutefisk, maybe
if
some
we
lefse.
Only have some lefse. You know, it wouldn't be so.
Maybe if we had a krumkaka. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Sukaka.
A nice krumkaka.
That would be good right now because we're done with dinner, and it would be, and we could just have a little dessert. We have some coffee.
Well, if I'd have known you
a
were
Jewish
coming, I would have made.
Norwegian would say, we could have a little coffee.
Coffee. A nice
coffee.
A
know.
Nice coffee. So I told Dave Landau, who Alex has grown to like. I told him His movie review is a Hebrew review. I said he should have a movie review called Hebrew review, which is just him dissecting coffee. This is a nice blend. This won't offend the family. This won't offend the family. I don't know. I'm just.
Can we do right now? I want to talk to Ed about.
Yeah,
how
go ahead, man.
Doing right now.
Well, Alex, I'm doing pretty well. I am. I'm just having fun. So, how are you?
I'm doing syntaxic. You, man?
Yes, me too. I am. Yes. Well, we're both fantastic. Chris is fantastic. Elijah's fantastic. Everybody.
Is this a Trump rally? Everyone's fantastic.
Well,
everything's beautiful. This is nice. I like it.
Make America
I like it
great
a lot.
Again.
It's gonna be. It's yes. gonna be great.
It'll
just
be all right.
Trust me. I know more about fantastic than anybody. Just
generals.
I know more about fantastic than the generals. I know more about fantastic than the carnival workers. I know more about that because I'm a carny. Because I'm a goddamn carny.
Oh.
And,
okay.
Hey,
well, anyway,
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
What?
No, interview your guest.
Enough.
Am I your guest,
now.
Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Can you tell Grandma Jen I want to interview her right now? Can you go ask her, please?
Ask her.
Well, I
like how you farm that out.
I think
out.
She'll have
nice.
To wait for the podcast to see if that clears.
No.
Okay.
Can you let her know she can come here right now? Please, can you go ask her?
Well, would she come over here then, you think?
Yeah.
I will go grab her.
Okay? I got $2 that says no, but that's fair enough.
Grandma Jan?
So how do you think, like, the night generally, the night's going pretty good?
Yeah, and,
yeah, we
gotta.
Okay, you don't have to come. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, I think the evening is going well.
It'll be just a minute, Alex.
I think the evening is going well.
I'm so happy.
You're happy.
I'm so happy.
I can tell.
I think you're drunk on chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
How many chocolate chip cookies have you had?
Mountain Dew. I don't know. Maybe whatever. Right.
I'm so happy we can interview people. Are you happy about me?
I'm elated. I don't look at Static. Me. I'm just yeah. Just I'm beside myself. I don't know.
Can we do a less off a little bit too?
Sure. I don't. That comes? Shucks. I don't care. I mean, okay, whatever you want to do, man. Go ahead.
People watch this card game.
Pens, do the what?
The what?
You can talk to Elijah if he wants to say something.
He's a man of few words. He really kind of is.
It's like four.
He's a good boy, but he's just a man of few words. So.
Right. Go ahead. What were you saying? Cart. What?
Man of few words.
Right. Okay.
Like me.
Right. Apparently. I mean, we're just buying time now at this point. But no, nonetheless, so what else do you... Anything else you want to ask?
Could you do me a favor?
What is that?
Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom for you? I don't have to. So
and poop.
Oh,
out.
Goodness!
Poop the fist out.
That's a bit
well, no, I don't have to. I guess you'll have to go yourself because I can't help you with that one.
It's a bit much.
We can, I mean, all we can do is clean it up. I mean, if you don't want to go,
this also is what this is also what's called dead air.
It is dead air. It's like Joe Buck,
right? Yeah. It's, hey, back to you.
Yes.
Can we do Grandma Jan now?
What? I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
I think we need to wrap this show up, my friend. I think we're good.
Grandma Jan's coming, I think.
Really? Oof, duh. Okay. Well, let's get Grandma on here, then.
She's coming.
I reckon.
And then can we do cats after that, Chris?
I whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay. Who's going to ask me something?
This is your thing, so.
Can I ask you some questions, too, Chris?
You said this was... I said this was your show. All right, well, we're back with, Explain who your guest is.
Grandma Jan.
Hello.
It's Grandma Jan. Okay, so Grandma Jan is Alex's grandmother. Yeah. Grandpa Leonard's wife.
Yeah.
So yes. So yeah. So you kick it off. You do the questionnaire. Do the Q&A, my friend.
Oh yeah. We live out in the country. This way we have events out here, and sometimes we have July parties and Lucas Figs, parties, and out here, everybody, can I say a lot of family's name who comes out here?
Sure, you can say whoever you want, sure.
So, my mom and, Slack Tech, Jesse, and I'm gonna say a few words about him.
Who's Jesse?
Nicole's wife? Yeah.
It'd be husband.
My stepdad. Yeah. Always. Sometimes he scares me sometimes if I be good or not. If not, he says, no, you could go to Grandma Jane's house this week, but if I send rude messages like I don't like you, I hate you, can't do that.
Grandma doesn't put up with that.
No,
either.
Grandma don't put up with that, Chris.
I would figure that. That was okay. The point is, you have a nice conversation with someone that you want to interview.
Yeah, I wish my mom and Jesse was here, but. I interviewed my mama, Jessie, but they didn't came here.
You know what? I wanted to interview George Clooney. He never shows up to my house either. I don't know.
Maybe something he can come here.
I've invited him. Jan, would you like George Clooney showing up here?
Sure, I'd like that.
That wouldn't that be swell? Right. But you know, sometimes they got other shit to do. I don't. Am I wrong, Alex? Sometimes they got other things to do.
No, you're not wrong. Your brother.
Thankfully.
And then there's people like me that have things to do, but I'd rather be here with you guys.
See if that goes.
The work will wait.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I want to talk about how's work doing in QuickTrip 116.
Work is going very, very good at QuickTrip. Very, very busy. I had a busy day today.
Coffee and what do you do at work? What do you do? Stand around and
this morning I got in there. I went to work at 5:00.
Oh, I was gonna say you stand around and
I worked in the office for about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the bank, did some bank business. Then we had computers go down. We had to call La Crosse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had very, very busy with deer hunting. Lots of customers. Lots of customers.
I would only have to figure that it had to be just awful. I mean,
it was crazy. Yesterday was worse. Today wasn't too bad, but
yeah.
Yesterday was wall to wall people.
God.
Right. So. Everybody came in to QuickTrip? Oh, no.
Quite a few people came in to QuickTrip.
Can you name them?
Well, I can't name them all. I knew quite a few of them that came, though. It's quite a few regular.
You see my grandpa?
I seen your grandpa Aguilar this morning.
What was he doing?
He got a cup of coffee. That was real early. I bet he was going for his morning walk.
What time he came? What time?
Live about 6:30.
6:30.
Oh, goodness, he's right on time then.
Yeah, he's on time.
You know my grandpa?
Met him once. Yep.
Where at?
That was over here years ago. Yeah, but
for what?
I can't recall. Can't recall.
I think Grandpa Aguilar came out for the thrashing. I don't know.
That's what I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
That may have been thrashing party.
Yeah, thrashing party we had.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and we come here to get together and talk about the bartenders and sometimes.
Okay.
If they went to the bar or not, that we good about yourself. Enjoy yourself and enjoy your time.
Sometimes you gotta enjoy yourself and talk amongst yourselves.
Right.
Yeah. And you talk about
probably more so. Yeah.
And Nick is running.
Remember, I'm here, huh, Alex?
Yeah, I need to interview somebody else.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
She's right there.
Okay. Well, it's been nice visiting with you.
Yeah, I need to interview Cassie right now. It's Savannah.
I enjoyed the podcast. Thank you very much.
Isn't it one of the most, underrated pieces of garbage? That's,
can I interview somebody right now, Chris, or no?
I think we are done, sir.
No,
No,
Chris.
For real. I think
Chris.
What we want to do, I think a lot of our family wants to visit and get to catch up.
I got a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Can we talk, me and you, about how's your friend doing?
What friend?
I got a lot to say right now. Can I say a lot of things right now, please?
Go ahead.
You don't kill?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about some important stuff.
Business stuff, okay.
Business. Hey, Chris says we don't have to wrap up right now.
Well, we do, but whatever you want to cover off on. Yeah, go ahead, but let's make it quick.
and then, because, let's see, Do you remember a long time ago we had that party here?
Yes.
And for 4 years you went around and with the bed. What's that called? A mattress.
Mattress rides on the four-wheeler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the four-wheeler.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So one of my staples, yes.
One of your staples. And this is the first July party we had. And and everybody doing. They enjoy it. And we had parades and part of work sometimes. And got everybody
That's here. Right. It's fun. To cheers
everybody here. And in fact, that my grandma, Marjorie, passed away.
That was a year ago. You're right.
It was a year ago. Yeah. On the 15th.
Yep, you're right.
It was.
I was at the funeral. That was.
Yeah.
That was a sad day, man.
Did you cry?
I did a little bit, just because she. Oh, she always. She was always so nice to me. She always offered me coffee. You know, she just. Oh, just
you've been to her house before?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
For what?
I think it was actually you were very little. I think it was a birthday party for you. Actually, I think I don't recall, but
Didn't you know Chuck Waffle? Chuck Waffle?
Chuck, oh, and your grandpa Chuck is just one of the nicest dudes. Oh, nice guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
And do you know the waffles on, do you know Chucky?
I do
waffle?
Know Chucky, yes. And all of his kids, yes, I do. Yep. I do.
Yeah.
I know
who they are. Sometimes they come out here for Christmas and do you never see a big bear before, Chris, or no, a big bear?
Can't say I have.
Like a deer and a buck?
I've seen...
Do you know my dad?
Yes, know your dad very well.
On Facebook? Are you friends with
him? No, I've known your dad, like, face-to-face for years. Yeah, your dad's a good guy.
Yeah, one time I asked my dad if his shirt, it was a blue shirt, and it said M.M. on it, my dad.
Oh, okay.
M.M.N., Minnesota.
Oh, okay, well, okay.
No, who you like? Football.
Me?
Football.
I like Wisconsin, but I also like Auburn University.
Oh, my dad got that shirt. Blue
Does
shirt,
it?
you know.
Yeah, blue and orange?
No. You know, his shirt on the back, it says M.N., I think.
Minnesota?
M.N.
M.N. would be Minnesota. Well, you send me the photo, but I'm with you, brother.
Yeah, brother. Brother.
We should wrap this up.
Chris.
We should visit with some other people. So let's you've done a great job again as a great podcast host.
Can I
talk more? We should probably
Talk for a little bit?
No. We should probably call this a day. So why don't you cuz we got I got to hunt whitetails tomorrow.
Can I thank everybody out there who's listening?
You darn right. Give all of your shouts out and go, sir.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the podcast, you. You don't see Christopher Olsen. Thank you for out there who's listening. Jan Olsen, Larry Olsen, Cassie, and Savannah, Siggy. And thank you out there for who thanked us today and... Woodstones and Surface and Blackwood Falls, thank you for listening. And we think Jesse Blaine, he didn't make it here today, but he's alive. And that we hope that their baby sisters are so good to me. And that Chucky and Waffle kids are so good. And hope my day, God bless our day and God bless the USA.
You are right.
From the hills to Texas to the lake to Minnesota.
Oh, goodness. You're going into some Lee Greenwood there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know Joel Strait, Joel Jones, and...
George Ed, Jones, I know very well.
Can you play some right now?
I will, actually, as we're fading out, here's little George Jones. And thank you guys for listening.
Can you pull that song on now?
Thanks for listening to Alex. And say thanks, Alex. We're gonna. Oh, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. It's been a blast with you again for the third fish fry, the third annual.
Yeah, every annual. And some people were talking to me today, but the other people don't want to. But this is last thing we had.
Let's not focus
talk.
On that. Let's focus on all the people that were just enjoying your time
and
today.
Grandpa and
all right.
This is you and me. You and we got Carter at the first podcast we did today.
Right.
I want to thank Elijah. He's a good kid. We did him today. And,
he's one of the best.
Our first time on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
I hope we do this again at the July party.
Yes, we should do this in the summer. I would agree.
In the summertime. Yeah. Can we do this at the first Friday again, Chris? Or
absolutely.
Can we do
this
again? This
is a staple. You've always taken over during the fish fry.
Yeah.
You're one of the greatest hosts I've had.
Yeah. And when you're going to put this on Facebook, I want to listen to it.
It'll be before Thanksgiving. I'll give you that. So it'll be before Thanksgiving. It's just a matter of me.
When is next comedy show?
My next comedy show? What a nice segue you have. My
when
next comedy show
soul?
Is November 22nd. At the... I need to look at the name of the place. It is it's called the Gathering in Green Bay, Wisconsin, November 22nd at 7:30 in the p.m. It's $20. It
for
helps
kids,
benefit the Red
kids.
Cross.
For kids too.
Yes. And it's myself, John Egan, Greg Willett, Brendan Koss. I'm totally name dropping, dude. And Owen Boardman, and I think Steve Hartman. Steve's become a very good buddy. So, yes, great show. And then also the Roast of Santa Claus.
When is it?
December 15th at the Green Room Lounge in De Pere, Wisconsin.
So, who's the Santa? Who?
I am going to be Santa Claus.
You?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Now, see you in there?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. So far, we don't
know. On the podcast, you?
And that will be a podcast episode. So yeah, I'll shoot you I'll send you the it's not the invitation, but the
can
information.
You say my name too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, man, yeah, man.
You know, we do you hunt that hunt
over by my dad's house
behind him or. Back
behind him, yes. Yeah.
Behind his house. Yeah. So how's Jennifer McIntyre? I forgot to talk
she
about
is
it.
Great. She's great. And her husband is great. Their kids are fantastic. They're growing like weeds. So I'm gonna spend Thanksgiving with them, which is pretty cool.
Are they coming up?
For
back
like a, like around Christmas they will. Yeah. Around Christmas they'll be up
back
here.
With them?
Yeah.
Up to the net.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. You are one of the greatest hosts ever, man.
And
you're one of the best.
And how's Tom?
Tom's
your
good.
Tom.
Tom, very good.
Can
very
you tell
good.
All about him?
I have already. He's about as good as he's about as fine as frogs here. Yeah.
Which day are you leaving from here?
I'll leave Monday morning. Yeah.
This Monday or next Monday?
What's that?
This Monday or next Monday?
This coming Monday.
Why?
Today's Friday and Monday. It's just I have to get home, so.
And I'm gonna do another podcast with Tyler as you get home.
I might. I'm not sure, but I'll see. I'll see.
We did a lot of podcasts today.
We did a lot. This is a lot. And I thank you, sir.
And
thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to talk to you, Chris.
What's that?
It's my pleasure to talk to you.
It's my pleasure to listen to you.
And never talk to you since
not
Facebook.
As much as we should. So all right, signing off.
Hey,
signing off.
Hey.
This is myself and my co-host, Alex Aguilar. Thanks for having us on the You Don't Say podcast, right, my friend?
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey there, this is Moidel Harrison. You're listening to You Don't Say. Also, check out my book, Just Because I'm Ugly Don't Mean I Don't Get Horny.
Hey, Ma, what's with the wash machine?
Listen, I told you. I've been watching my stories on it.